The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
White House on this issue in a year and a half. Now, if that's keeping us in the loop, then, you know, this administration is more arrogant than I thought they were.
Gotta love it. Senator Saxby Jamless calling it like he sees it. The White House doing what they want to do, and this relates to Bergdahl and the fact that over the weekend, a lot of people were shocked, and all of a sudden, five Taliban high-level detainees were, poof, whisked away. And Bergdahl, Bo Bergdahl, was released by the Taliban. The Army's saying now it's going to launch a new review of his capture, meaning, did he walk away from his post? So the question becomes, should the president have made the Bergdahl deal? What do you think, America? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this is what people are talking about. The buzz in the backyard truly still is over the Bergdahl situation. There are hearings on the Hill scheduled. There are furious members of Congress, some who were called minutes before Bergdahl took off for Germany. Democrats and Republicans talking about bipartisan legislation, furious. At the end around, the lawmakers. So the exchange of Bergdahl for the five Taliban commanders has most people questioning the deal, number one, brokered by the White House. Allegedly, in 2009, he deserted his platoon in Afghanistan, unarmed, on foot. The idea was he was trying to get to China. The president makes that executive decision again to make the deal without telling Congress within 30 days, which is what the law reads for prisoner exchanges. The White House says we had no time to wait. We had a tiny window and we had to take it. Poof. Should we have left anyone behind in the first place? He's an American. Do you bring him home? Do you go with the mindset of war is hell? And who knows what happened, why he deserted his spot? Did he have a mental meltdown at the moment? Do they give him a battery of psychological tests? You know they will. Or did he just step off for no apparent reason? And if that's the case, certainly they have to nail him. But it goes back and circles back around to, did the president do the right thing? I mean, there's really is no doubt, I think, in the minds of most people that he walked off the base without weapons, permission, the whole thing. He walked into the enemy's arms, negotiating with terrorists on his behalf, on Bo Bergdahl's behalf. You got to ask yourself that question. That's where you start to think, was it a bad decision? And I honestly believe it sends a terrible precedent. If we say we're not negotiating with terrorists, then we can't negotiate with terrorists. So now there is a growing backlash on prisoner exchanges. Makes sense to me. We should question it. Because this is a very big ledge that the United States just jumped off of. I mean, quickly giving in to this crazy secret deal. That's what happened here. And saying that the window was narrow. We had to take it. We had to take our shot. If we didn't take our shot, we would have missed our opportunity. So there was no other choice. Would you be surprised that besides Bo Bergdahl, the other big buzz in your backyard and mine, and some of you in states where you're dependent on coal-fired plants for your energy, the people who make the laws in the coal states are certainly rallying against the power plant emissions standards, the crazy crackdown. And in case you haven't heard, Kentucky, West Virginia, and other states that rely on coal to fuel their own economies, basically, and generate power for everybody else are so ridiculously twisted up by this. Rand Paul is really leading the charge here, saying it's an assault on the economy and an illegal use of executive power. And he said he'd force a vote to repeal it. Does it get repealed? Does it end up to the Supreme Court? There's a couple of different things that could happen with this plan, which, by the way, is definitely still just a plan. 640-some pages later, the plan is expected to be finalized next year. It is absolutely the crowning moment, the centerpiece for the president's climate change agenda. So the proposed regulation is getting massively high praise, as it should, because it makes sense. It's what the green movement's about. Environmental groups, the coal industry, coal state senators and congresspeople are very, very apprehensive. Very apprehensive. Kentucky may be one of the hardest hit states. They mine, they use the coal, they create electricity. Being very dramatic, Mitch McConnell, the other senator from Kentucky, said, "This is a dagger in the heart of the American class. It's a dagger in our heart." So what do we do about it? If you want to do something about it, you get on the phone, congressperson or senator or both. Call up a few other people, make sure they get on board, and then they can call up some other people. It's not hard to do. States have until 2017 to submit a plan to cut power plant pollution, and 2018 if they join with other states to tackle the problem. So there's some incentive. Sort of there's some incentive. So some states are going to be allowed to actually emit more and others less. The reduction will be 30% nationwide by 2013. Pretty much that's it. So you've got to figure people in West Virginia, people in Kentucky, people in Pennsylvania are not happy with this. And the explanations were the craziest things ever. Could help asthma, could help heart attacks. And we could all be flying to the moon in the next couple of years. No scientific data to back that up, by the way. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
At the bottom of the hour, a conversation with Ivan Eland. You catch his stuff on HuffingtonPost.com. He talks about the mess of Afghanistan, mixing in some Bergdahl conversation and the Nigerian school girls. Also, at the tail end, we can count. It's all about the numbers, isn't it? Obama's in Poland, and he says $1 billion for military in Europe. The White House notifying Congress that prisoner transfers and strategy objectives shifted over time. But we thought we would tell you when we were in Poland. I'm just saying. Right. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. And then this big bombshell, a Russian pilot maneuvered his fighter jet to expose pretty much its belly to show the American plane that it was armed during the mid-air close encounter. Boy, that's frightening, isn't it? What was that about? It came within about 100 feet of a U.S. military surveillance aircraft over international airspace in mid-April. It prompted the Pentagon to address it with senior Russian counterparts. So figure it out. This was over the Pacific. A Russian Su-27 flew across the nose of the U.S. aircraft, the RC-135U, during that encounter, the Russian pilot maneuvered the jet to do what I just said, to show the belly, to show the American plane that it was armed. I was just thinking that. That is a daring maneuver. You show them what we have here, Private. You do it. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, he must have watched that movie several times and then thought he was Maverick and Goose or something. I don't know.
I mean, it is a very strange deal. So finally we respond, like Chuck Hagel, and so now we're finding this out, you know, Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, both got in touch with their counterparts in Russia to say, we're upset over what happened. And this happened April 23rd, and it was just confirmed on Tuesday by the Pentagon. Nothing like some old information about a serious, serious thing that happened. I mean, that is the craziest deal. Look, we've got the bomb on board, so watch out. Watch out. And it's, you know, the plane that we had a couple of pilots, one navigator, two airborne system engineers, and then a few other officers. So they had to be a little worried. Had to be a little concerned when they saw that. I think you'd suck your breath in a little bit. But you'd have to think intellectually if you were processing it in your mind, they're not doing this now. There's no sense for this. Doesn't make any sense. There's no why. Yeah, there's always a why. So there's no why there. Fort Hood lately is ground zero for, sadly, some terrible things. At Fort Hood, they're saying an incident of shots fired on a post-military family housing complex was just an isolated incident. Emergency responders went to the scene, and this was Tuesday night. The police responded. There wasn't any kind of an incident. It's been resolved, and there's no danger to the people on the base, the public, any of that. That's nice. Well, okay, we heard shots. Don't worry. Let me reassure you and just stick it out. You're going to be okay. Remember, in April, four soldiers, including the gunman, died and 16 were wounded. In 2009, another soldier killed 13 people. You know the names. We don't have to go into the great details. Not good. Definitely not. So let's take a couple of minutes as we're focusing in on a few different things and look at some of the shifts that we've seen all of a sudden. I mean, when I say shifts, isn't it interesting where we just had this problem with kids and the illegal situation and how sad it was on the border and Obama asking for more money? The door of the Department of Homeland Security's bus now swings open, and you'll see people stagger out into 110-degree weather, and almost all the people that come off the bus are women traveling with young kids, some as young as 2 months old. They look exhausted, beaten down, according to the bus drivers, having spent weeks traveling through Central America, Mexico, and trying to cross the U.S. border legally, or illegally rather, sorry, illegally. But now here they are getting off of a bus. Ugh, that cat and mouse game too. Because they can't keep them in those holding areas. So now there's community volunteers that have been showing up at the bus station in Phoenix every day. They're handing out bottles of water, slices of pizza, burritos, hot sandwiches, and other food when they come off to greet them. Whatever it is they need. Clothing, shoes, they have that there too. But what a ridiculously out of control situation this is. Putting a lid on immigration will not be easy. Not be easy. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And no direction here, because it's not convenient during an election year. They cannot risk it because of what could happen midterm election wise. Can't risk it. So we've asked ourselves a couple of questions. Did the president do the right thing with Bergdahl? What is the right thing when it comes to these plants? And just how far will they go? Other mysteries abound when we talk about kids and situations with kids. It's like this crime of the girls beating up the other girls because they saw it on the internet and they thought it would be really cool. And this other girl that's beaten up comes to within an inch of her life. And you're talking about 12 and 13-year-olds. An inch of her life. That's just crazy. It does make you wonder. It definitely makes you wonder. What's next? And Fort Hood, a sergeant there, is even accused of setting up a prostitution ring for cash-strapped female soldiers to strip. We'll just bring it on the base. We'll figure out a way to hide it. Yeah, that's the ticket. I don't think that's going to fly. I think somebody gets clipped for that. Or so it seems. My, oh, my. A couple of quick reminders. I got this one from Barry who said, Kate, are you still doing the cheap movie reviews? I want a copy of my book, so I will give you a cheap movie review. Yes, we are. If you go out and see a movie and you want to recommend it or tell us it's a terrible movie despite all the little snippets you might have seen or heard here on America Tonight, don't go see it. Wait till it comes out on video. If you see a movie, on the other hand, that's just eye candy, tremendous, and you can't remember the name, that's a bad sign. But then you finally remember the signs, you know, remember the name rather, you don't have signs, you pump it out to all the people you know. All the people you know, and you see what boomerangs back. And I bet it'd be pretty big. I bet it would be. Because the interest is incredibly high. Coming up next, Ivan Eland. We look at Afghanistan as the number one thing out of the chute. Things that are being said in Washington, D.C., and what it truly looks like. We'll talk to Ivan Eland about that. Then remember, at the tail end of the hour, we can count. Hang through, everybody.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. One of our favorites, Ivan Eland, is with us. He's in our virtual green room, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. A couple of things that he's written about lately, and one just today, if you go and check out HuffingtonPost.com, he talks about the wrap-up of the Afghanistan war. And Ivan, now that the president has announced officially last week that all the forces were going to be taken out of Afghanistan by the end of 2016, and then we see this thing with Karzai that the bilateral agreement hasn't been signed and all of that, when you say a messy end game, who do you put that on?
Well, I think Karzai can be blamed, but of course, if we really want to blame people, we can go clear back to George W. Bush for creating a nation-building war when all we really needed to do was, you know, take down the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban structures supporting them. We didn't really even need to overthrow the Taliban government there. I think we've led to more instability there. I think key thing is that we've destabilized Pakistan. You know, we all talk about Afghanistan all the time, but the key country in this whole thing is, of course, Pakistan. It always has been. They've been supporting the Afghan Taliban, our enemies, and yet they're our allies. I don't think in any war in American history has this been so convoluted where your ally in the region is supporting your enemy and you're still allied with them. And you know, and in the process, we've destabilized Pakistan. The reason that that country is so important is because they have nuclear weapons, and instability there is very bad because the nuclear weapons could fall into the hands of the Pakistani Taliban or the Afghan Taliban. They're both in Pakistan. They could the government could, because of internal instability, become more aggressive towards India, which is its primary rival and also has nuclear weapons. So I think the real key downside of this war is that we've destabilized Pakistan, just as the key thing in the failure in Iraq was that we enhanced the power of Iran. So I think we need to be really careful and not get into these things in the first place. So if we really want to cast the most blame, I think it probably should be on George W. Bush. Now, Obama will eventually get us out of there, and I'm very happy that he's eventually pulling all forces out, because there's a tendency that U.S. sends forces places and then leaves them for a long time, like South Korea, Germany, et cetera, long past what their stated goal was, and the problem is long gone, and they're still there as the Cold War ended, whatever, you know. And Afghanistan was going to be the same way, and I think Obama is pulling it out. I wish he had done it sooner, because there's no reason for any more Americans or Afghans to die in the at American hands, because this is a failed effort, and this war has been a failure for a long time, and we just haven't admitted it. And I think Obama should be blamed for not getting out fast enough, but at least he's contravening the military's advice this time and getting out completely. The military, in a situation like this, unfortunately doesn't have the best advice, because they have a stake in the game. They know that they're losing, and they're just trying to train up the Afghan forces as best they can before leaving. And, you know, that's a laudable goal, I guess, but we've been doing this for, 13 years now. And so if we haven't trained them by now, they're not going to get much better.
Yeah. The, all part of this wrap-up thing is now the story that's just has broke so wide is the Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, and a couple of things on this that he, as the story goes, the soldiers in his platoon are saying that he was disenchanted basically with what was going on with the war and simply walked off of his post, and then that troops that were there with him were killed trying to find him. So is he a deserter, and now this deal is made for five from Gitmo and for Bergdahl, and we still don't know where all this stands. What's your take on that?
Well, I think, the soldiers have a right to be mad, because they were the ones that were probably risking their lives. However, I think they should also blame the brass, because if the brass at the time knew that this guy probably just walked away if he did in fact do that, and they ordered ordered the other troops to go look for him. And when they knew he was probably a deserter. So, I don't blame his sentiment, saying that the war was futile and that he didn't really feel that, it was necessary or whatever, because I think it was futile myself. However, that doesn't excuse his behavior. He did sign up, and take an oath to defend the country, and if you can call this defense, which I don't, but he did, take up, an oath. And therefore, he violated that. And so I'm not sure they should have looked for him. I think he was imprisoned by the Taliban. I certainly don't want anybody to be killed or tortured or whatever by the Taliban. But on the other hand, he just kind of walked off his base. And I don't think you should endanger other soldiers' lives looking for him. Now, if he had been, captured by the Taliban doing his duty, and we don't know that he hasn't done his duty. There are allegations, and I think we should wait on that a bit, because we, oftentimes we're surprised by what really happened. But if that's the case, other soldiers doing their duty, certainly they should look for them. But I think the brass, really, in a case like this, should probably put out minimal effort. And I'm not sure we should have negotiated for him either, because the Obama wants an accomplishment here, but the problem is they let five senior Taliban people out that the U.S. may face on the battlefield. Now, Obama said, hey, the war is over. We're going to get our troops out as fast as we can. Then, you know, at the end of a war, you release prisoners on both sides and, you know, call it a day. Then we wouldn't face these people again. So if Obama had done that before he negotiated the release, I would have said, okay, you know, that's fine. We'll deal with the guy when he gets home if he's done anything that he shouldn't have. But, you know, it's but Obama didn't do that. We're going to be there for 2.5 years, and so we're going to probably face some of these senior Taliban people again on the battlefield. The question is, was it worth it? And, you know, does this in an oblique way sort of encourage people to just walk off their posts in any sort of war, given the fact that the U.S. will try to get them back even if they misbehave? So, of course, that's assuming the guy has misbehaved, and we don't know that for a fact at this point, but we're making a lot of conjecture here. So, but assuming if that's the case, then I think that creates an incentive problem in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. We'll see how the whole Bergdahl thing plays out. Absolutely. Another thing that you talked about, and I love the headline on the thing that you wrote the other day, U.S. imperialism and Nigerian schoolgirls. Was this a mistake for the U.S. to jump into the middle of this?
Well, certainly, you know, we have to say that this is a heinous act to commit, you know, to kidnap almost 300 schoolgirls. They're innocent schoolgirls. And, you know, no matter what our policy prescriptions are, you know, that has to be said. But this group, Boko Haram, is a local group. It really doesn't threaten U.S. security. And the U.S., I think, you know, can help out, but I think it needs to do so in the shadows. Because whenever you're fighting terrorism, if you're doing it with grand gestures in a public manner, like our invasion of Iraq, our invasion, I would argue, of Afghanistan, or a drone, a public drone campaign that Obama's been waging, we're really not fighting terrorism. We're probably increasing the number of terrorists that we're creating by doing that sort of public thing. And I think the Nigerian government is very nervous that if it accepts aid from Britain, France, Israel, and the U.S., the countries that it have, you know, offered it, that it will put the, it will elevate the status of the group, as well putting them on the U.S. Terrorism list. It may cause that group to start attacking U.S. targets when they were a local group before, that we, the United States government has done that before. I would argue in Yemen, which may be the most potent terrorist group. We created our own enemy there. We created our own enemy in Somalia. So I think we need to be careful when we get involved in these types of things. And Boko Haram, you know, probably has limited capability to reach the U.S., but it could attack, you know, U.S. embassies or businesses overseas and that sort of thing. So I think if we want to help out with this, this situation, we should do so quietly. But, of course, the problem that George Bush and Obama both have is that politicians need to, when they face pressure, and they're getting pressure, it's very interesting. This group has slaughtered entire villages of men, women, and children. And they've also, they went to a boys' school and killed 59 boys outright by shooting them or burning them to death. So this kidnapping, as bad as it is, isn't the worst thing they've done. And nobody has gotten in. Involved until the pressure groups started pressuring them to do Obama and other and in the other Western countries to you know, this became the cause célèbre to get these girls out, and that's certainly a laudable goal. But the problem is you're elevating the status of the group, and that now the status of the group knows that it has something that everybody wants back, the schoolgirls, and so you could actually endanger their lives by all this public, you know, posturing. But so this is mainly for a domestic audience, as was the Iraq War after 9/11, I think. But then when politicians do this, of course, it's counterproductive to fighting terrorism, but it helps their political careers simply because they seem to be doing something about a problem, whether they're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. And I think in this case, as usual, very public actions, these groups get their prestige increased by a superpower going after them or being opposed to them. And I think we need to watch that so we don't turn local groups into bigger problems. And I think that's what the Nigerian government is worried about.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ivan Elin, we got to fly. Check out his stuff on HuffingtonPost.com. Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A government accountability office audit of 41 outpatient clinic projects worth an estimated $2.5 billion found that 39 of the reviewed projects were slowed by schedule delays ranging from 6 months to 13.3 years. Woo! Costs also increased for the 31 projects, adding $34.5 million. That's a lot of numbers. In annual lease costs for the next 20 years. These are VA outpatient clinic projects that have been just marred by these incredible delays. How about this? The World Cup soccer games are set to open on June 12th with 3.5 million fans that should descend like flies upon Brazil. But a poll conducted by the Pew Research Center concluded that Brazilians aren't happy about it. According to the poll, 61%, a high number, said they felt hosting the games would divert money from more pressing needs like schools, healthcare, and other public services. That same poll revealed diminishing support for Brazil's once booming economy, 67% saying the economy is in bad shape, and 32% saying the economy is in good shape. The dismissal of an election law complaint against former Congressman Rob Andrews, a Democrat from New Jersey, provided more evidence of the Federal Election Commission's irrelevance, pretty much, as a law enforcement agency. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington say that Crew filed a complaint against Andrews in 2011, claiming, among other things, that he used campaign bucks to pay for a family trip to Scotland. Andrews insisted to the Office of Congressional Ethics and the FEC that the Scotland trip was a legitimate campaign activity. Meanwhile, the Federal Bureau of Investigations announced a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of any person who aims a laser at a plane. What dummies. It's a violation of federal law to actually point one of those things at a plane, but data from 2005 shows more than 1,100%, which is crazy, increase in the deliberate targeting of aircraft by people with handheld lasers. The FBI said thousands of laser attacks go unreported every year. Can you imagine if a plane went down because of that? Oh, I'd hope they'd find that person. Lately, it's been a strange thing with rail-grade crossing deaths. In 2013, 250 people, did you know, were killed by railroad trains at these crossings, a 7.8% increase over the previous year's toll of 232 deaths. Amtrak says that states with the highest number of grade crossing deaths were 43 in California, 20 in Texas, 16 in Illinois, 15 in Indiana, 13 in Georgia, and 12 in Florida. A study sponsored by the Department of Energy estimates that 14 to 17 billion, with a B, metric tons of carbon dioxide could be stored underground at a site near Rock Springs, Wyoming. Oh, I bet those people are thrilled. The projected capacity would be large enough to accommodate 250 to 300 years worth of carbon dioxide emissions produced by the coal-fired power plants in Wyoming. The National Institute of Standards and Technology is saying that its 2013 test of facial recognition algorithms produced a 30% improvement in accuracy since 2010. Biometric researchers from 16 organizations submitted algorithms for the test. When perfected, a database of millions of face photos would quickly identify people who submit passports that are fake, applications, phony driver's license forms, criminals whose images are caught on camera. Sounds good or sounds too Big Brotherish? This is crazy, and bravo, she makes us all look like lumps. A 91-year-old, and that's right, 91-year-old woman ran a San Diego marathon over this past weekend in record time for her age group. She also became the oldest person ever to finish the race, despite complaining she was unable to train properly because of cancer treatments. Yeah, Harriet Thompson ran her first marathon at age 76. She promptly set a U.S. record on Sunday for the fastest time that I mentioned. She finished the 26.2-mile rock and roll San Diego Marathon in 7 hours, 7 minutes, and 42 seconds. That's incredible. She would kick my butt. I don't think I could do it. I don't know about the rest of you. She also became the second oldest person to complete a U.S. marathon and the oldest to finish the San Diego race. Good for her. 91 and running in a marathon. She had radiation treatment for skin cancer on her legs in April, which left her with sores that she covered with white tights, she said, and bandages, which kind of hindered her training. By the way, she has no plans to stop running anytime soon. Harriet Thompson, remember that name. U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler ordered the nation's cigarette manufacturers to publish corrective statements, they reveal the truth about the products. Judge Kessler first ordered the corrective statements in 2006 when she ruled that companies guilty of violating civil racketeering laws and lying to the public about the dangers of smoking and how they market their products to children, the campaign for tobacco-free kids. She was pushing that. That's 2006, and it still goes on and on and on. And they're trying to make a big difference. And then there's this. After 30 years of litigation, shows you how you can tie things up in courtrooms, the McKesson Corporation finally won a $29.3 million judgment against the Islamic Republic of Iran, stemming from the 79 seizure of a dairy company, and the company's lawyers were awarded $13.4 million for their services by a federal judge. Upon reviewing it, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia held pretty much that the legal fee should have been calculated using Iranian law and sent the case back to a district court with instructions to reduce the fee payment to $29,516. Go and figure. Go and figure that number out. Ponder it for a second, and then you'll understand. That's all I can say. And finally, as we are wrapping down this version of We Can Count, this is, once again, the craziness of the storms. Whenever you hear baseball-sized hail, it is time to make sure you are out of the way. That is a killer. This happened in Nebraska. Big parts of Nebraska had that kind of hail. Severe thunderstorms swept through that area. In Omaha, cars jammed the streets with residents rushing home, as a storm moved in. It was brutal. The dark skies, huge over the city, with those ominous clouds. I lived there for a while, and boy, they can get some weather in Nebraska. Forecasters warned that the winds of more than 80 miles an hour could tear through parts of the Midwest, and heavy rain could cause flash floods. So in Nebraska, they were sharing photos, and you wouldn't believe some of the images. Lots and lots of hail damage. Imagine the windows with big baseball-like size hail coming down on top of it. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.